With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison, Lauren Zima, coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas.
Coming to you with a 16 and a half year age gap, everybody.
That's what we're getting into today. Let's just rip that age Band-Aid off. Is it different when an older man dates a younger woman as opposed to an older woman dating a younger man? Is it looked at through a different filter? Do we treat it different socially? Do we talk about them differently?
So part of the reason this is coming up is because at the time of recording of this podcast, Kristen Cavallari is getting a little heat online for dating a younger guy. Kristen is 37 and she is dating a 24-year-old. And I am here to say no heat needed. And I think this is a totally sexist thing that happens where, yes, for some reason, well, you know what? I know the reason, but it does seem to be more accepted for men to date a younger woman versus a woman dating a younger man. If you're a woman dating a younger man, you're instantly looked at like you're a cougar or like you're like going through a phase versus I think men, it can be looked at as, oh, that's just a normal, healthy relationship. But what do you think? What do you think the stereotype, what's the reaction when a woman dates a younger guy?
I was also curious, I was going to ask, the heat that she's catching, I'm curious how that breaks down as far as gender goes. Is she catching more heat from other women or is she catching heat from men? You know what I mean?
Interesting. No way to know the statistics, but...
Because I would guess men probably don't.
Well, that's why I wanted
care.
To ask you, what do you think? What is the male reaction to this?
I bet men would say, don't care who Kristen Cavallari, if she's... And it's not just her. I just mean a woman dating a younger man. And typically what you also see is the success rate, right? Of... This is a very successful woman. She's able to date a younger guy. And I don't know why she would catch heat for that. They are, 13 years apart, if my math is correct.
We're great at math here.
But, you know, the only thing I would say, it is dabbling in the, I wouldn't want her to go younger. And it's not the age gap, it's the age. 24 is young, but that is presumably, I'm just assuming this person's graduated college. Usually you graduate 22, 23, maybe right at 24. So at least they are out of college.
We talk about the life place thing a lot.
Right. Like that's what I mean more of.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that for us is always a thing we talk about in age gap relationships. And by the way, I say this. What is an age gap? You know what I mean? Is it 10 years or more? If it's less than 10 years, do you have an age gap relationship? I don't think there's a definitive scale there, but I don't think we would have worked if, say, we'd both have been single, which we weren't. But if we'd started dating when I was in my early 20s and you were in your
early 40s. Because I would have been in my 30s.
Sorry, late 30s.
But the difference too is I would have had kids by then because I had kids. So I have two young children and I'm dating a much younger woman who's definitely not in that life place.
Yeah. So life place difference. Do you both have kids? Do you both want kids? If you're fresh out of college, I think that can be tough because you might not have been in the working world yet. You're still in that school mindset. But the most important factor to me in any relationship when it comes to age is really your maturity, is how your maturity has developed and how you've allowed your life experiences to affect you. I do think maturity is a choice. And the reason I bring this up is because we're talking about the life place of young people,
right?
But we knew a lot of people, still know a lot of people who are older and are totally immature.
Yeah, complete knuckleheads.
Have not allowed their life experiences to affect them.
Yeah.
Who are, we know people older than us who are not good at relationships because they've never learned how to be good at relationships. I think if you're younger, you might have been through, like, we don't know when life's going to throw at us what it will. People who are younger can have already been through, you know, the death of a parent or like a hard upbringing versus someone who's much older might have never been through either of those things.
And I will say also, it'll probably force some conversations that need to be had sooner, like you and I did. I wanted to make it clear, hey, I'm not going to have more children. That's not in my future. Does that align with where you are in your life? Kristen Cavallari, I don't know where she is in her life as far as kids, but if this guy's 24, maybe he wants to be a dad. So again, what you need to probably force is conversations of where do you see yourself in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Do you want to have kids? Are you entrepreneurial? Are you, you know, those are just some conversations. When the age gap is bigger, I think those conversations become more important because of the chances of you being on a separate page and on a different life path are greater.
Well, you just hit something I wanted to bring up too, which, okay, so maturity is a factor. Mm-hmm. What you want, your where you're headed, life place is a factor. But the other half of life place can be that the person who's older does not want something that serious right now. Do you know what I'm saying? Like Kristen Cavallari.
I was just going to say this too. That's funny. That if it's a phase they're going through, but by the way, and it's okay. Like it's totally fine if this is just something you need to do.
Yeah. Like I don't want to, okay, there's a difference there. I don't like the phase thing because phase makes it seem like, again,
a negative connotation.
Yeah. Like, and there's this thing like, oh, this older woman just wants to try dating a younger guy or something. I'm saying life place in that Kristen Cavallari has talked a lot about how she, and I've interviewed her before, she got married, had three kids, you know, she got divorced a couple years ago. She's been really outspoken of saying, I'm not really looking for something serious right now. So maybe if she's tried to date people her own age, they're all looking for something serious settling down. So maybe she's just dating someone who is not in a life place of like settle down serious relationship right now. And it's not really trying to date someone younger. It's just where that person's at.
Right.
Madonna and Cher still doing this. Let me pull this up. This is an article from December 2023. Madonna, she had dated a younger guy before this, but now she's dating a new younger guy. Madonna, 65. This gentleman, Josh Popper, I believe he's 31. So that's an over 30-year age gap. And then Cher, who has said online she is very in love with this guy she's dating, Alexander Edwards, they have a 40-year age gap. And they've been together for a couple years. So Cher said in December 2022, quote, on paper, it's kind of ridiculous, but in real life, we get along great. He's fabulous.
Great.
So,
by the way, that's awesome. Good for them. And they've been quiet. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw Cher publicly doing anything. She, you know, odd side note, Cher's house was two doors down from the original Bachelor Mansion.
Did you really?
Yeah. She has this beautiful sprawling estate overlooking the piece.
See her?
The Pacific Ocean. No. I mean, because what you see is the entryway to her villa-esque, like, land.
You can't sneak into Cher's house.
We tried. No, but it's funny. She built that and like moved in while we were shooting those first couple of seasons at that old place. It's right on the PCH, right on the 101 highway overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
Gosh, well, she could have grabbed a bachelor.
She could have. But I like what you're saying in that, look, if they are happy with Cher, I love it. She's like, look, if you look at the statistics, no, this doesn't make any sense. It makes sense to us.
Well, you hit on something earlier, like when we're talking about why this is more common to see with men dating younger women than women dating younger men. I do think the success factor is a thing. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you're not seeing as many. I would say that I don't have the statistics, but I would guess there's not as many single, like free of dealing, you know, like single, super successful women who can date and provide like for a younger person. And I don't like that, again, I don't have the data. I don't like it if that is the truth, but typically I think that's not the situation you end up in. And Cher and Madonna, these are big age gaps. I would have questions in my mind about these age gaps if this were a guy and a woman. I'd be like, I don't know, 40 years is a lot. But, you know, they're able to do that and have that dynamic. Right now, mm-hmm. if you were single, right. how much older of a woman would you date?
Well, when I was single, I dated, I think, up to 5 years older than me.
Okay.
Was the oldest woman that I dated. So I dated everything. I really did across the spectrum. I didn't really pay attention to age at all, to a certain degree. I mean, obviously you don't want to go too young because then you just start losing things that you have in common and there's no, you know, it's hard to have those commonalities and views on life and et cetera. But I didn't mind old, same age, younger. I didn't really care. It was, again, it was like, I'm like you, it was more about the life place, the emotional maturity, what you wanted, and if we had that chemistry together. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
I am totally just injecting my own life into it. But I think when you get beyond 20 years, mm-hmm. that's when it starts to raise questions for me. Because then you're really starting to get into going back to life place, like what era of your life you're in. You know what I mean? Like you can be 60 and dating a 40-year-old and you're kind of both still active and like well and living. But if you're like 80 dating a 40-year-old, it's just a very different life place.
Well, I think what you were saying earlier is true. It's like, how do you define age gap? And at what age? I think there's this tremendous spectrum and this gray area. And then there's just that thing that you look at and you know it's not right.
Right.
You know, like I think we can all, it's just that it doesn't pass the smell test. You just like, okay, that's it. I don't know what it is, but that's it. Like, again, Crystal Hefner and Hugh Hefner when she was 21 and he was 81.
Yeah, you had her on the podcast.
Yeah, and she was on the podcast. And I'm like, okay, like.
21 and 81, no.
Yeah, no, that's not
right. Okay with it.
That's not right.
No,
that's not right. And who am I to decide? I don't know. Just in my own world, that just doesn't fit. Because I don't see anybody mutually benefiting from that. And I think that's where.
The power dynamic is way off.
Yeah, the power dynamic's way off. And the mutual, like in a relationship, you should mutually benefit off of each other. You should be a value add to each other's lives. I don't see that for a 21-year-old and an 80-year-old, or even a 20-year-old and a 65-year-old. I'd take 20 years off that, which is crazy to take 60. You could take 20 years off that and still, okay, what you'd really have to prove what is this dynamic that's healthy for everybody here.
I think it's easier to play with a bigger age gap in the middle of our lives. Like if you're 30s, 40s, 50s.
Where you and I are right now.
Yeah, I think, well, because you're both people have established a career a little bit, know who they are. They're not in the figuring out, well, maybe they haven't figured themselves out yet, but both people have probably been working, hopefully figured out who they are a little bit and are both still like very active working, not, you know, in the retired phase or the whatever. When you get in those extremes, like 20s and 60s and set like.
Well, and back to Kristen Cavallari, I mean, y'all aren't far off in age. That means you're dating a 24, 23-year-old.
Okay, so...
I can't see you. Like what do you think when I say that to you?
No.
You're dating someone a year older than my son.
Yeah, no, that certainly puts it in perspective. What's funny is we were just with the kids at... and we took them out and to dinner and stuff at their school a couple weeks ago. And I really had a thought for a moment because I was talking to our daughter Taylor about dating, and I was like looking around because we were at this bar and looking at these boys, and I thought to myself, I don't mean this to sound mean, but I thought to myself, how did I ever want to date a 20-year-old boy?
So much has changed in our world. And so much has not.
Right. They're all still having the same drama. And
these are the same conversations. Oh. It's the same bullshit. It's the same drama that we all went through 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. I don't care what technology you implement. And I will say, going back to reality television and The Bachelor, that's why the show worked. Because so much can change. Relationships don't. Our need for companionship and the mistakes we make achieving that do not change.
And the like obsessiveness. I mean, that's the thing when I talk to, you know, our kids and their friends right now is that no matter how much new information they have, I mean, we all now have cell phones with access to insane amounts of information on how to be in relationships, on our mental health, on, you know, all that. And they are all still making all the same relationship mistakes that I made, that you made. They are all still falling obsessively in love, obsessing over crushes. Maybe it's just that our hormones they're not adapting with the technology.
Your brain's barely formed and your hormones are raging and you're at this weird life place too, because you're on your own and you're trying to play grown up. Yeah, well, you want to fall in love and you're trying to play grown up, but you're not yet. Because you're not really fully on your own. You're like, I'm my own woman. Are you? Because you have your dad's credit card. You don't pay for your car. You don't pay for your cell phone. So you're independent, but you're not. So it's that wonderful time in life. It's part of the reason we go to college is to expand socially and kind of finish baking, if you will.
Yeah. Well, and again, I will say, like, experiences, right? A 22-year-old who's been in college, having their parents support them, is going to be at a different maturity level than a 22-year-old who like didn't go to college and has been working on their own since they're 18 and supporting themselves and paying their own bills. That's going to be different. Now, I did date someone who was younger than me right before you and I got together.
Right.
And
the last person you dated before me
yes.
was young.
was younger than me and actually had lied to me about how much younger than me he was. I thought he was only 2 or 3 years younger than me.
Yeah.
He was actually like 7 or 8 years younger than me. And listen, he was great.
Right.
But
you said you could kind of tell.
As we kept dating, I was like, oh, he's a little more immature than I realized. Okay. And so then when he revealed that to me, I thought, oh, that makes sense. But so I broke up with him and we had this conversation. He's like, why? Like, we're really great together. And I said to him, you are really great. If our timing, if our place had been different, this might be different. But I'm like, dude, like I'm someone who's been divorced.
Yeah.
You've never even been engaged. We are in such different life places. Yeah. We've had different experiences to this point and we were not aligned on that. And so like, did we have stuff in common? Sure. But we weren't going
to
work out.
But to your point, the last person I dated before you, she was older than me. And that chemistry and that life place and that vision still wasn't there. So does it have to do with age, or is it just, like you said, the life place? And what I find interesting with Kristen Cavallari, I don't know Kristen and I don't know this young man she's dating, but she's very successful. I know this about her. I know her life on a public scale. She's very successful. She's been in the limelight. She's dealing with things on a pretty huge macro level in this world. Is this young boy or young man ready for that? You know, is he, that's a lot. That's a lot to be shot out of a cannon in face. I mean, you know, does Kristen Cavallari want to get away from that? And that's why she's dating this young man. You know, is he a departure from all that? Because that's a lot for a 24-year-old to step into. Mm-hmm. Social media, the limelight, look, the reason we're doing this topic is because she's catching heat for it. So that's what this young man would be facing. That's a lot for a 24-year-old.
Yeah. I think the takeaways are life place, mm-hmm. maturity, power dynamic, to be aware of that, both parties. I think I'm not saying 37 and 24 is the perfect age gap relationship. I don't think it is generally, but I do think it's unfair for women to get judged for it more than men. For women to be seen. I think what it is women are like seen as sad for doing it. Mm-hmm. And men aren't. Men are like,
oh yeah. Oh,
cool.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Which is commonplace, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the general reaction from people, that people think like, what's wrong with this woman?
Well,
and
we were
that's
sitting
sad.
At a dinner
and she's
last,
trying to stay young.
We were sitting at a dinner last night with friends, and we were with three couples, us being one of the three couples. All of them had the same dynamic: older husband, younger wife. No, you know, no one batted an eyelash. And it was interesting. If I said Kristen Cavallari is 40 years old and, you know, she's dating a 37-year-old or a 33-year-old, sorry, to do the math, that 13-year age gap, it's when you slide that gap that makes a difference, right? If he's 30 and she's 43, that feels different, doesn't it?
Oh, it feels a little better, you mean?
Yeah. So there's a 13-year age gap between Kristen and this young man. But if you slide that gap, like you said, oh, you know, Kristen Cavallari's, 43 and she's dating a 30-year-old man.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's for some reason, we're talking about the feeling, it feels a little more okay if people are in their 30s, 40s, 50s.
Because you assume they have more life experience, they've probably been professional in whatever profession they're in, they've become a little more mature.
But I'm not going to green light Cher and Madonna's relationships. I think those, just like I think it's off that Al Pacino is like 81 dating a 30-year-old.
I agree.
I think I love Cher. I love Madonna. And they are divas who have achieved things beyond what I will ever dream of achieving. But I think a 40-year age gap is tough. I think I don't know about that.
It's funny because it's how we need our Cher and our Madonna to be. They are icons in our world. And so I just think like, okay, I'm going to give them a pass. I don't love it. It's not right. Same thing with, you know, Pacino and De Niro, or, you know, having babies when they're 85 with 20-year-old something women. I agree. I'm not going to sign off on it. Now, where is that age gap? I don't know. That's just not it though. They don't have the pass. Kristen Cavallari, we're up in the air, but I think we're okay with this. So I'd be interested to see how this goes. And we'll follow it. We'll see what she got from it, because I think that's the main thing. And whatever you need from it in life, as long as everybody's happy, no one's getting hurt, hey, do your thing. LZ, keep doing your thing. And all of you, keep doing your thing. And we appreciate you taking a little time out to join us. And we will talk to you again next time, because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.